It's great to be back. It's long overdue, long overdue.
Where we are in the world as a planet, as human beings, is at a really interesting place today. And I think that there's more people searching for meaning than ever before. There's more people searching for more. There's more people that are becoming more aware of who they are and why they're here, or they're challenging maybe some of their old thinking. And I just think that this event is so, so important.
If I trade my expectations for appreciation, all the people that will be up here giving you their best, if we trade the expectations for the appreciation, we will never be disappointed. Isn't that so cool?
For all you first-time live event people, don't stop coming because it will change your life.
It's not what we see or hear. What really sinks in is how we feel when we see it and hear it. And that's what we remember. That's what we take away. That's what carries us forward longer.
It manifests what you want. What do you want? Ask your question. What do you want?
Just being in proximity with everybody around me, I think it's going to be very valuable for me.
You never know the power of one. What one person can do is, you know, touch hundreds or thousands of lives by just touching one.
If you joined yesterday or 7 years ago, we don't care what rank, who you are, where you're from, when you started, we're all going to press reset and go at the exact same time, okay?
We have got to figure out how to make somebody come in and just win right away and win right away and win right away and win right away and win right away. And that's literally what that is.
I'm not exaggerating. This changed my entire life for me, for my family. Her existing, her putting a post on Facebook was what changed my life.
I would agree with Katie. Live from your heart. Live from, like, let's go out and change lives, and we're going to do that. But write in that piece of paper, if you decided that you're going to go for this and you're going to hit it, write down, I decided I'm going to go for it, I'm going to hit it. I decided.
Now the fact that we have a simple path that you can see, you can visually say, I get my 3, I get my 2, and then you go and do it, you're actually going to take that step because you have a little more clarity. You have a little bit more belief.
You are different. You are better. Because of your coach, because of your mentorship, and because of the leaders that he has been able to attract with the team of people that is coaching you. And so you are a part of something that's incredibly special. He's an incredible coach, but he had an incredible coach, his first coach. And I can't stop thinking about be positive and confident in all you do, and how proud Jimmy Underwood is tonight looking down at his son.
As we kind of reset, what we want to do is create more miracles. And how we do that is get more buy-in from more people. The representation is really what you can accomplish when you come together and you believe in each other. Sometimes we beat ourselves up. We're super critical on ourselves. Instead of realizing that we're all human and we're all a work in progress.
I've been terrified my entire life of so many things. And I have to stop. I have to be me. I have to experience things for me.
Oftentimes, we think that naming our needs is selfish, or that we aren't being grateful for what we already have, right? But as human beings, we have needs, and it's okay for us to name them.
I deserve grace to feel safe, to be loved, to take care of myself, and to feel sexy in my own skin.
I am kind, fun, outgoing, confident, a badass, a lover, but also a fighter. I am bright, and I am brave.
You are allowed to be seen. Y'all are here together for a reason.
It's okay to sit and take inventory of how you feel, because if you don't know how you feel, you don't know, you're not gonna move forward past it.
There's so many people that you know who they are, right? That hold you back, yeah? And you feel guilty because you feel almost like you owe them something because of the longevity of the relationship, right? in my experience, when you remove things like that, it allows you, like she was saying, space to do so much more and to create so much more and to become so much more, moving on so you can become a better version for yourself. I think it's just so powerful.
These hard moments, we go through them for a reason, because there will be someone that we work with, that we coach, that we mentor, that we just sit on an airplane next to, that we can use these lessons to change their lives or help them get through something. So that's how I'm gonna take it in.
When we work on ourselves, that's really like a gift to the community and the other people, because we can help other people heal through our own healing.
After you write those words on, stand there in the mirror until you feel the feeling of that word rather than just writing the word. The ones that do that will see a true new person in themselves in no time.
For me, the struggle that I've had is, what do you do for business, and then what do you want to do with your heart? And sometimes I find myself not enjoying my life, and in those moments I remind myself of my mission. I remind myself of why I get out of bed every day, because having a mission really makes you, to me, overcome all the struggles, the negative mindset or the negative voice that I have in my head that every morning is telling me I'm no good. But I never let that voice in my head stop me from going after that mission or that purpose. And that's where you have to be so grounded. And when you fail, you start to think you're a failure. And so how do I make sure that I keep moving forward? Is you gotta have that mission. You gotta have that North Star. And you guys are it for me.
The way the world's going to change is not with one or two really well-known people. It's with average, ordinary people doing extraordinary things and saying, come with me. I believe in you. I love you. We can do this together. I'll help you. I used to be you, girl. I used to not know where I was going. I used to not have a vision. I used to not have a family to belong to. I didn't have a business I believed in. I can show you how to do it. That's how you change people. This day, he calls me. I go, what's going on? He goes, come get me. I said, Dad, I can't, you know, I can't come in. It's COVID. He goes, no, I gotta go home. I go, Dad, we'll get you another steroid shot. You're gonna rally. We done. Listen to me. All these one mores in my life. I have one more day. And I got back in my car. My father is telling me he has one more day. You understand the power of one more?
We're going to celebrate our lives, because we never know when that moment might or might not be.
No, you're not going to cry, because I've been told, like, I need to be strong, right? I grew up with medical parents in the medical field, and I was never allowed to feel anything. We didn't cry in our house. We weren't allowed to feel things, and people always tell me, Stephanie, you're not a feeler. I know I'm strong, but there's things that I don't trust myself. And so I just said, all right, I'm gonna trust myself, and I can do this again.
What's one more thing I can do to get more excited about my life? Come to more Prove It events.
Even if you've been here a couple years and you're looking at that, and you can look at it and you can be jealous of it, or you can look at it and you can be inspired by that, and you can latch on to them and the empathy of witnessing what they're experiencing on stage, and you can use that as power to fuel you in your future.
But when we lose our independence, we kind of lose a lot. And so we need to fight now to prevent that loss later on, right?
Everything we do and Prove It is backed by science. When we set things up, we do it based on these technologies. We want you to live longer. We want you to flourish.
I never want you to say the word can't ever again in your life. I want you to take that T, take that apostrophe, put it in the trash can, because yes, you can. You were created on this earth, like Ed said last night, for a purpose. And the purpose is to fulfill that dream. And it's not just about you, but it's about fulfilling that dream so you can go help other people fulfill their dreams.
Listen, this is the muscle, because if you're going out there and you want to do what she's done, you want to do what he's done, you want to do what he's done, they do one more call. They do one more. One more is not easy. it's like Legos. If a piece falls off, it's okay, because you know what you can do? You can just pick it up and reassemble. That's what life's about. Life's about picking up the pieces and making something of it. It's about making something of it. It's not going to look perfect. Your building, your house isn't going to always be perfect. There's a lot of perfection in that imperfection, because all of those colors, all of that different variety is the spice of life. Embrace it and love it. No matter if half your falls apart, it doesn't mean you're broken. You can always rebuild. You are not broken. You're just not finished yet. This year is going to be epic, and your new year starts right now. Ready? Three, celebrate!